in time. Head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. Superman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. Being ostracised and alienated, this is something, Chris, you mentioned before we come on to break. I want to hear your story about how you kind of got over that. And more to the point, how did it manifest itself?
Well, you know, I think, I've got a pretty genuinely supportive family, so I guess I am pretty lucky in that regard. But, you know, just being honest, though, I mean, even the fact that they're supportive and, you know, they trust in my instincts and all that kind of thing, there was a good part of them saying, you know, hey, like, why are you doing this, man? You could be on the next flight to New York City, work for Goldman Sachs, pull $300K a year, and move on your merry way. I mean, that's not me talking myself up. I've got the resume to back that. So there was a lot of just kind of criticism, even if it was kind of behind the scenes and not, you know, up front. You know, I don't think they were trying to position it negatively to me or anything like that. But, you know, that's something you just were kind of aware of, or that I was aware of. And, you know, it was very challenging at times, because honestly, the fact that I'm involved in what I do today and I do what I do, I've just been following my heart, Vinny. As cliche and kind of funny as that sounds, I've just been following my instincts, what I really believe in, what I care about. And honestly, I never did it for the financial rewards or the financial gain or anything like that. It's because I feel like it matters, and I feel like it's my purpose. If people say, you know, hey, that they think they have a calling to do something, this pretty much is my calling, and I'm very satisfied with that. And, you know, the reward has really just been what I've gotten back just from the entire experience, what I get back from the audience, and just what I get back intellectually, emotionally, physically, from doing something you really care about and love. And I honestly don't know if most people can say that, and I can say that. So it's pretty cool to be in that kind of position. But I do know what it feels like to, you know, be a little alienated and to take a lot of criticism. I've never been someone to really listen to that. I've always been more the type of person to kind of walk the fire and just not be afraid. I was an athlete for many years, and, you know, I'd like to think of myself as a leader, and I was always a leader, and, you know, on the athletic field. And I think that's translated into the, I guess, the work field, if you want to call it that.
Well, in terms of the isolation, and I've kind of like when I started, it was like I hated my job, not because I wasn't getting paid. I mean, my last paycheck was like $4,000 after tax, and I got like $11,900 worth of shopping vouchers as one of the bonuses. Even that wasn't enough to bribe me to keep me in the workforce, because I'd become so disillusioned with the whole system as a whole, and all these people that I was working with, you know, I was just kind of like getting really angry and not happy with the situation. And essentially, I just thought, oh, freaking slaves and scum, and they're not doing anything right and whatever. So instead of being bitter about it and letting it dominate my life, I simply changed direction and started doing what I wanted to do and started hanging out with the people that I wanted to hang out with. Mm-hmm. And now I don't have a single friend who doesn't know what I'm talking about, doesn't support me, or doesn't inspire me. You know what I'm saying? It's like cutting off the dead wood. You suddenly realize that, hey, I didn't need all those drinking mates. I didn't need all of those other people that I was just getting wasted with on the weekends and talking about nothing. Those people were unnecessary.
Yeah, and I totally can identify with the disillusionment, you know, kind of sitting, you know, in the corporate world, just going like, God, like, look at all these drones around me, slaves, et cetera, where it's almost kind of a negative feeling. But yeah, cutting the dead wood. I guess what's important to me, and I think you can relate to, obviously, is that, you know, what's important is having a meaningful life. You know, we spend so much of our time working, or what Americans or people around the world think they, you know, they have to do. Like, I'm going to go work the corporate job, and they spend, and I think waste a good portion of their life doing something that, in my opinion, isn't meaningful. And that doesn't mean that it's not okay, that it's not right, you know, for some people. There's anything wrong necessarily with being a corporate person or something like that. It just wasn't for me. It wasn't my life path. It wasn't my calling. And I just reached a point personally, I think a lot of us maybe within the movement, where, you know, just kind of being honest with yourself too. Like, if you see things and don't like things the way they are, then you're insane not to change them. And it's not just that I've seen that in my own life, but I see that in the world around me. And so I legitimately want to change the world, as corny as it sounds, but I do want to make the world a better place. And so I struggle daily. That's why I've put out thousands of videos to, I want to show the world that. I want to show them how wrong things are. I want to show them how these people don't have your self-interest at heart, that they're evil. I want to show them how predictable their nature is, how evil their nature is, at least in my opinion. That's why I've made countless videos saying, look, you know, right after the financial collapse, expect war. Expect that to be the natural progression. I made a video a few weeks ago, said right after the U.S. election 2012, expect an attack. Days later, you know, Israel is, you know, bombing Gaza. I mean, it's so predictable. And of course, I've studied this stuff in great detail as well. But I really just want to make the world a better place. I think it can be so much better, so much more fulfilling, and so much more meaningful. There's so much goodness and hope and great things in people. I want everybody to realize that. I want everybody to feel the way that I do. I want everybody to trust themselves. And, you know, I think things can be genuinely better. And I hope maybe it's an idealistic, utopic viewpoint. Maybe we never get there. I still think we can. I still think it can be better. I still think that we can change. I really believe that.
Well, the other thing is that you get disillusioned, then you get into the truth movement. And once you get into the truth movement, some truthers get disillusioned, right? Mm-hmm. I remember talking to Jack Blood, and I'm always very positive and all of that kind of stuff. And Jack Blood's always very realistic, you know? And he says, Vinny, there's no such thing as utopia. It'll never happen. And my perspective is, yeah, I agree with you, Jack. However, just because something can never happen in the way that you wish it doesn't mean you shouldn't try, right? I've always found that the most amazing things that have ever been done by humanity have been things that other humans have thought was impossible. The Wright brothers were told that that getting a cylinder, an aluminium cylinder, to fly from America to the United Kingdom was unrealistic.
You know how many tries did that take before it was a success? Hundreds, thousands?
Yeah. You know, my perspective is, who cares whether or not we're actually going to really be successful and get what we want at the end of the day? The point is, we're working towards what we want as opposed to stopping ourselves from doing so because it's unrealistic. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you know, you have to put into action. Just because you think it sounds unrealistic, I don't know, maybe it's naive. Maybe what's Jack Blood can argue that. But I don't know. My viewpoint is, well, you know what? I'll die trying. You know, I mean, I'm willing to take that risk, and I'm willing to work towards something better. I'm not just going to talk about it or think about it. I'm actually going to do it. And that's why I think people like you, Vinny, and I'd like to think people like myself are examples to others that it can be done. And there are people stepping out on a limb and making changes that I think can better the world. And I hope that I'm a positive example to that, you know, and I hope they look at Evan Eastwood and go, wow, this guy defied the odds. I mean, look at what they're doing. Look at how much good, you know, goodness this is bringing to society. Look how people are being educated and they're being exposed to information. And I get countless emails on this. People say, Christopher, I've listened to you for over a year and you've really woken me up, you know, to what's happening. And it's changed me. And honestly, that is so fulfilling, and that's such an amazing reward. It's not a financial reward at all, but it's an awesome feeling, and I get so much more back. As again, cliche as it sounds, I get so much more back from my audience than I do anything else. And that's in the midst of danger, death threats, personal attacks. I mean, I can just go down the list. It's not exactly easy doing what we do. But if you want to really know why I do it, it's because for all the reasons I listed. And honestly, I do think it makes a difference. And I'm willing to fight for that. And I'm willing to pursue that pretty much at all costs.
Well, it's leadership, essentially. What I realized, I think maybe about 6 months ago, is I was trying to sort of be abashed and just go, you know, I don't want to lead anybody. I want everybody to be personal responsibility, blah, 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 blah. But the reality is I am a leader and I have helped so many people who haven't done what I've done do more and develop as people in themselves. That is what a leader is supposed to do. He's supposed to lead from the front, lead by example, and help others to gain knowledge and wisdom so that eventually they will not need to be led anymore and will be capable of charting their own course through life. That's my ultimate goal, to only be here as long as I'm needed and try and teach people that they don't need me anymore and they never really did in the first place.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty beautiful, really, and I view, you know, all of us within the movement, although it's, you know, kind of funny. Sometimes I don't even like the term the movement, but I view all of us as leaders really kind of standing together in trying to accomplish something positive. But our audience is just as much an equal to us, and they're leaders too. And I think there's an empowerment perspective to what it is we do. That I know people realize, and I also hope people realize, and I really think that things can be better than they are, and the path that we're on, the trajectory that we're on, is a devastating path. It hasn't ended well, and it's not going to end well. It's not working. I mean, we can look at it from all these perspectives. You know, my background was an economic perspective, so of course I'm focused on the financial picture. So I'm exposing the debt collapse and sovereign defaults and how the capital markets are rigged, et cetera. But it's so much bigger than that. And that's what people are realizing, that the path that we're on really is, I've said many times before, it's a path of self-destruction. It doesn't end positively. We need to understand that now and change. Let's not be afraid to say, you know what, America, we're broke. Countries around the world, Europe, Greece, wherever you are in the world, if you're broke, you're broke. Tell yourself you're broke. You can't pay for all these entitlements. You can't take care of an upside-down pyramid. It's not going to happen. So let's change things. Let's change the structure. And that's the biggest problem that I see, is that we are structurally insolvent, structurally not sound at the very core, whether or not we're talking about the financial system or we're just talking about the moral system, what's guiding us. I mean, this is not sound at all. So, you know, what I hope to see is I want to see people take the bull by the horns and take responsibility for their own lives, take responsibility for their own freedom, take responsibility for their own country, take responsibility for people, for humanity, stop complaining, do something about it. Actions speak louder than words. And, you know, that's my hope.
Well, I think this is something we all need to strive for. And going back to the subject of Jack Blood, he's had such a massive experience in the truth movement and collaborated with all the biggest and the best, you know, from David Icke to G. Edward Griffin, had shown American Freedom Radio, and has been doing so for a long period of time without losing an even keel, without turning into some form of egotistical douchebag. And I asked him, you know, Jack, how did you accomplish this? You know, what's your advice for new budding radio show hosts such as myself? And he says, well, number one, drink. If I didn't drink, I would have gone crazy long ago. All right, so just remember to know how to blow off some steam once in a while. And secondly, take the money. You know, if somebody supports what you're doing, and they say, here, take $20, take $30, take $100, take $1,000, or whatever. Don't say, okay, I'm just not in for the money or anything like that. Trust me, take the money. If you don't take the money, then you're not going to be around to provide truth and freedom for people anymore anyway. That's what it's really about accepting the support for the thing that you know is right and just. We'll be right back. Christopher Green, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.